Hey guys, it's Kiki, and I'm here to review OWN's Ready to Love Season 5 Reunion, Part 1. So first things first, Tommy pops up, reintroduces the premise of Ready to Love. He lets us know that he will not be at the reunion because he tested positive for COVID. Okay, Tommy, I just think you didn't want to be here because you didn't connect with the cast, but that's just my own personal opinion. He says that Tanika Ray is going to be hosting. Some of y'all should be familiar with Tanika Ray. I mean, when I was in high school, I used to watch like Access Hollywood and Extra. She used to be a correspondent on those shows. I would have loved to see her or Nina Parker host this show. I don't know who the other lady is who used to host like the season one. I believe she's really good. She usually hosts the Love and Marriage Huntsville reunions, but I would love to see her as well. But anyway, Tanika Ray is here, and I feel like she's gonna do a decent job. She doesn't play. So first we start with Sean and Sydney and how they were dropped into the process halfway through and how Ready to Love had never done that before by introducing two new people halfway through the process. Like I said earlier, I think they did that because this cast was not giving, honey. First, we go into Sean's package and his journey up to his elimination. And when he said, hallelujah, Tanika asked Sean, you know, why did you say hallelujah at the end? And he was like, I felt pressure to find something or to force a relationship and I wasn't enjoying myself. So I get the feeling that Walter felt that way too, but Sean said it with his whole chest. And he said he really didn't enjoy the process, especially after the Negro Inquisition. And he's talking about Sabrina's friends. Y'all, I cussed up a storm at her friends. They were doing too much. They were being too extra. They were acting like Sean was ready to propose to Sabrina. I'm just like, didn't care for them. Sabrina did say that she apologized for her friends going in and she felt bad. And Sean did say that when he left that day, she did say that she was sorry. He says that he has no ill towards Sabrina and they're all cool. Moving on, we go to Sydney's package about how, you know, she kind of switched the game up with her arrival. Tanika asked her what drew her to Phil. She said that Phil was one of the only guys that wasn't checking for her, and he was usually the type of guy she was attracted to, so that intrigued her. She said that all the other guys were, you know, making an effort to get to know her at the pool party. Phil was not one of those guys. Okay. Tanika asked Phil, you know, what was it about Sydney? And he was like, oh, you know, she was just different. We just had different conversations. Phil, why don't you just say that you were attracted to Sydney and you knew you didn't have a snowball's chance in hell in the real world outside of this process of ever getting with a girl like her? I don't buy Sydney and Phil. It's smoke and mirrors to me. But I like Sydney. I liked her on this show. I like the energy that she brought. It's just something about Phil I can't put my hand on. Tanika asks, you know, how much of Frank and Mumin's connection made you go more towards Phil? She says that, you know, she and Frank are going to be besties for life. But, you know, it was just something about Phil that she was just really attracted to. Tanika asked them if they're dating exclusively and they say yes. So we have our first certified couple of the season, you know, at the reunion. I don't think they're still together. I didn't do my research, but there have been rumors floating around that Sydney's dating an NFL player, and it's easy to believe those rumors, so I'm a gone head with that. Next, we take a commercial break, and in between these commercial breaks, we see the cast go backstage because some of them are on stage and some of them are in the green room watching what's happening on the stage. I'll try to distinct that, but I just don't care for it. I don't know if it was because of COVID protocols, but I was like, why do y'all keep doing this or that? Like, just decide who's gonna stay on the front two couches and put everybody in the back. Didn't really care for that, but the next segment is about Camille and her possessiveness over corny ass Cornelius and her faces. So we play her package. Tanika asked Camille, you know, have you stopped making the faces? And she's like, yeah. Apparently Camille has three different personalities, but she says she's gotten rid of them. She's gone to therapy and she's prayed. My eyes are rolling. Tanika asked them if Cornelius and Camille, if they're living together, and Cornelius is like shaking in his boots. He's like, no. Camille is like, no, of course they're not living together. in the back, Cindy's like, girl, he's gonna be living in her house one more week. Sydney's over the bullshit. So is Sabrina. Sabrina's on stage at the end on the other couch, and baby, the faces she's making. Sabrina looked like she ready to fight already. Tanika asks Camille, you know, are you usually that possessive, or is that usually how you pursue a man? And Camille is like, no, that was all editing. Editing made me look crazy. Sabrina is like, ain't that much editing in the world. So the tension is already growing on the stage. And when Tanika asked Camille about being possessive, Camille was like, no, I'm not owning that. We're not owning the word possessiveness. That's not what I was. I forgot to say that when they played Camille's package, Cornelius is like whispering to her, you know, they're coming after you. So, you know, just calm down. You know, they're going to come and they're going to go hard on you. Cornelius, shut the fuck up. Looking like the fucking Chris Tucker in Rush Hour 2. Shut the Oh, I cannot stand him and Camille. They're both clowns to me. Dressed like a fucking church deacon from Japan. Just shut up. Shut up. Tanika's being messy, of course, but you know, she's gonna get to the bottom of it because she notices that Sabrina's not here for this conversation. She's like, Sabrina, do you have an opinion on Cornelius and Camille? And Sabrina's like, as long as they are not paying my mortgage, my grocery, my car note, what they do is their business. It's irrelevant to me, period. And I'm like, yeah, Sabrina doesn't have a problem with Camille and Cornelius. She has a problem with the way that Camille conducted herself this season, period. So they cut so everybody can take a break until we can bring more people back on stage. And Aisha is like, we didn't address it though. She didn't address what the problem really was. And Tanika's like, what? I was like, oop, Tanika, you gonna come after Aisha? But Aisha is like, no, we didn't address what the real problem with Camille was, and that was her aggressiveness. She was too aggressive. And how are you supposed to grow, or how are you supposed to be around each other or in this process if you're way too aggressive? So Camille is trying to do her best to ignore Aisha's comments, but y'all know Aisha got that mouth and she is going to be heard, honey. Cornelius is sitting there looking uncomfortable, like, ugh. They just get on my goddamn nerves. And she's just like, you know what? I'm going to keep it classy. She's just trying to deny everything that Aisha is saying. But again, we go to commercial break. Our next segment is about Tyrone. If you guys remember, Tyrone was the military vet that was interested in Carrie and Shiloh, who is noticeably absent. Shiloh, girl, I really wish you would have came to the reunion so you could explain and clarify to us what really went down with Phil. But you know, when you don't come, they get to control the narrative, Shiloh. But anyway, Tyrone was interested in Carrie, who I really liked on this show, and Shiloh, and how he kind of just abruptly ended things incorrectly with Carrie and was ready to wife up Shiloh, but Shiloh felt it was too soon. I mean, it was only, what, episode 2 or 3 when he felt this way? So they play his package, and he says that, you know, he should have spoke to Carrie a little differently and letting her know that he was no longer interested in her. Like, he didn't mean to hurt her feelings. He just should have better verbalized that he had a stronger connection with Shiloh and that he wanted to pursue that more as opposed to just sending her a text. Even though I think Carrie was tripping with the texting back and forth, the rage texting after his date with Shiloh, he apologizes. Tanika Ray thinks that, you know, she needs to point out that when he used the word aggressive, she admired the way that he and Carrie kind of spoke through that. You know, calling a black woman aggressive, it's a lot. And we're going to talk about the difference between calling a black woman aggressive and meaning that she's assertive. I feel like I have to fucking explain this, okay? Every season of this show, and some people still aren't getting it. That's really all that happened with Tyrone's segment. I feel like we could have cut this out because there are bigger fish to fry. Next, we have corny ass Cornelius's segment. We have Courtney DeLeo, Aisha, Sabrina, and Sydney on one couch. And then on the other, for some reason, we have Walter. Don't know why he's really here. Zadia, Camille, and Cornelius. So Tanika wants to know, how does Camille feel about seeing Cornelius connect with the other ladies? Like, did they watch the show together? And they're like, yeah, a couple of the show. And she says that when she saw Cornelius with the other ladies and how he was acting, there were some conversations that had to be made. Aisha and Sabrina already looking at each other like, here goes the bullshit. Tanika, you guys. She asked Courtney to Leo, you know, do you have any regrets? Side note, Courtney, I really wish you would have came through with the big hair, girl. This little perm you had, the little, can I talk to your manager, Bob? I wasn't feeling it. It toned you down, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I feel like you were kind of shrinking yourself because your personality was so big this season, but I didn't like that. Courtney says that she didn't have any regrets. She says that she normally likes to pursue a man and that Camille did not stop her from pursuing corny-ass Cornelius, okay? She did say, however, that Camille was aggressive towards the other women and she didn't like that. Now, Camille's crazy ass is over there. I thought we just said about that word, aggressive. I thought we said we're not going to... We're not going to use it out of context, but when it comes to you, bitch, you were aggressive. Stop it. You were a fucking bully. And that's what Courtney said. She said that Camille came off to the other ladies as a bully. Tanika asked the other ladies, do they think that Cornelius was ready for love? Aisha says, well, you know, he didn't get to go through the process because Camille had an aggressive hold on him and she had him on lockdown. The part of the process is you date, you get to know other people, and then you make a decision. When someone just claims you, you don't really get to get out there. And I mean, Cornelius was saying that every episode, like, oh, I hope I don't regret being with Camille. I hope I don't resent her because I didn't get to shut the fuck up. I'm tired of him. Tired of him and his chiclet teeth. Y'all know Aisha is kind of long-winded. So when she was talking, Camille was already making faces and having side comments. And Zadia was like, I'm not going to lose my cool because I looked stupid as fuck this season. So Zadia has this smile and we can tell it's not genuine, like a fake smile just plastered on her face looking like a crocodile. And I'm just like, Zadia, just go home. Go home. Like, you're so fucking annoying. Like, ugh, go the fuck home. Camille, Aisha said that Camille actually threatened people, which she did. We're going to talk about that later. Sabrina does feel like Cornelius regrets his decision and that he was pressured. Cornelius is like, no, I wasn't pressured. Like, I really, you know, me and Camille had, you know, distinct similar values, you know, like the Lord and stuff. And Cornelius, stop it. I have in my notes, Zadia's smiling like an idiot because she is one. Camille's like, you know what, Aisha, I tried to text you to address the tension. And Aisha's like, I didn't need a text because I didn't need an apology from you. I'm just speaking my truth. It's my POV. It's my POV. Aisha reminds me of, like, y'all know your mama and your daddy when they learn new phrases and they use it all the time. Like, oh, TTYL? Yeah, TTYL. Aisha's over there screaming about her POV and they're just like, okay, girl, whatever. In the backstage, the men are like, why is Walter even on stage? Walter over there looking like a vase. Like, why is Walter there? Walter would rather be anywhere else, which is what I've been saying this whole season. Walter was not here for the shenanigans. I don't know how they got on this subject, but Tanika was like, you know, why do you guys feel like Zadia and Camille weren't really friendly to y'all? Why do y'all feel like they get a pass for the way they acted? And somehow the Brown Girl Squad comes up and I'm rolling my eyes. Apparently the Brown Girl Squad was a thing because Zadia and Camille felt like Aisha wasn't brown enough. They felt like Sydney was too light-skinned. Sabrina was too light-skinned. Like, see, this is where the dumb shit comes in for me, because we're losing what the Brown Girl Squad should have been, and now it's mixed up in this petty shit, which is what I've been saying from the beginning. Zadia, Camille, Mumin was even in the Brown Girl Squad, but y'all were, minus Mumin, fucking mean girls. Y'all were aggressively mean girls. That's what the fuck y'all should have called it, but now it's getting lost into this stupid colorism shit, which I do think the issue of it was rooted and why there's so much animosity. But now, because Zadia and Camille are fucking mean and aggressive, it's been turned into something negative. Zadia is getting upset because Tanika's like, why did you guys even separate yourself? Because when I saw you guys dub yourself the Brown Girl Squad, it didn't make me feel proud. It made me feel sad. So Zadia's like, what we're not gonna do is try to make it a colorist thing. We're not gonna make it like we she used a word that wasn't a word, distance ourselves from the other girls. But Tanika is like, you did exactly just that. You use that to separate yourselves and to be, you know, kind of mean. So Zadie gets mad. And Tanika's like, well, if you're saying that's not the case and that you didn't create this group to distance yourself from the other women and to not be childish, can Sabrina be in the group? And Zadie's like, hell no, Sabrina can't be in the group. I'm not going to let somebody who curses me out, because prior to that, Sabrina had gone off on them. Because Sabrina said that y'all are full of shit and y'all do foul shit. Zadie's like, well, no, she can't be my friend and she can't be in the group because she just cursed me out. Zadie, do you have any idea how childish and stupid you fucking sound? The moment she said that, Sabrina said, bitch. Now, Sabrina, here you are being aggressive, okay? Two wrongs don't make a right. But Sabrina's like, bitch, you are the one who weren't trying to be my friend. You were being mean. You were being nasty. You're a bully. You're a nasty bully. You're mean and you're nasty. And Sabrina was on Zadia and Camille's ass this entire reunion. And I love to see it, because Zadia, Camille, y'all were being mean. Y'all were being nasty. And I could tell, not even from what we just saw on television, the way you were replying and going after people with different opinions on Twitter, Zadia, but you've been quiet as a hoe in church these last couple of episodes. And I cannot wait. They better fucking address her tapping Dante, getting physical with him. But Zadia just gets up and runs off the stage, baby. Sabrina had her running off the stage. And Tanika's like, oh, Zadia, come back. I'm like, no, she can go. But I'm glad Sabrina finally called them out, because they needed to hear it. They got a pass being on the season. Camille self-eliminated, so nobody could really check her. Zadia got booted out, so nobody could really check her. And Zadia's whole plan to come to the reunion was to just sit there and not engage in anything. So she knew when she wanted to say something petty and bite back, she was just like, I'm just going to exit stage left. And that ended up making her look weak, petty, and proving the point that everybody had, that you were a mean girl. You're a mean bitch. There, I said it. Next, we discuss Frank's journey. We get his package and how he ended up with Mumin. Frank, how are things with you and Mumin? Mumin, what's going on with you and Frank? Have things gone up? Mumin is like, things haven't gone anywhere. Nothing happened after he chose me that day. Tanika's looking at Frank like, what the fuck? And Frank was like, you know, I obviously care for this lady, but I don't, Frank, just stop it. Just stop. Frank says he had to regroup after the cameras went off, because usually he is very guarded and he is very protective about his love life. He's so private. Then why did you go on a show to find love, Frank? Why? He says he pulled back because things weren't adding up for him. He feels like he and Mumin were getting too close too fast. And the longer Frank kept talking, the worse Mumin's appearance got. Like, Mumin, you are a tremendously beautiful woman, but I don't know what was going on with the makeup. I don't know what was going on with the hair. I was thoroughly confused, because Mumin, you, like I said, tremendous beauty, but everything, I don't know if the lights were getting too hot on stage. Just a mess. Mumin is confused about how they're moving too fast, because she feels like nothing was happening. How could we move too fast? And then Frank was like, well, you know, we would hold hands, it wouldn't add up to me. It just didn't feel right. And she's like, Frank, when we were filming the segment before this, you were holding my hand on the couch when we sat on the other couch. So what the fuck are you talking about, Frank? Mumin goes off and she finally gets to speak her piece to Frank as they're sitting next to each other. She was like, she trusted him. She listened to her own inner thoughts when all the ladies told her that Frank was not ready to love. And she says, you need to be careful with people. You keep talking about how you've been hurt, but you have no idea what I went through before this process. And you really hurt me. And she starts to get emotional. And I was like, no, Mumin, don't cry. Don't cry. You and your pink cape, don't cry. Don't do it. But Aisha, y'all know Aisha, who, and this is how I can tell Camille has not been to therapy and that Aisha has been to therapy. Aisha always speaks from a place of someone who has been in the healing process. Okay, that third eye is fucking open. That insight that she has And I know she just talks and talks to some people, but if y'all actually listen to Aisha, she be dropping some motherfucking gems. Okay, yeah, I'm drinking the Aisha Kool-Aid. Didn't really care for what she had on in the damn ponytail, that blonde. No, but Aisha, she was talking some motherfucking truth, and she was just like, Frank, you can't play with people, okay? You have to identify your missteps, and you cannot keep showing up in this world and hurting people. Ooh! Aisha, you need to be a romance coach or a life coach. You can't show up in this world and keep hurting people. I know a couple niggas who need to hear that. But Frank agrees, but like Courtney was saying backstage watching it, like, just be direct, just be honest, because Frank was doing a whole lot of sidestepping and a lot of, well, you know, it just didn't feel right, you know, be honest with yourself. You came here for clout, because that's what it's looking like, and once the cameras were off, you had no intentions of being with Mumi. Like, you just wasted her time. You knew what the better storyline would be for you, and I'm just like, Mumi, girl, get your family on the phone. I know her daddy got a machete waiting for Frank. Get your family on the phone. Meow! Zadia says something about, you know, Frank, you need to identify that maybe you should start looking for someone who you could be friends with. Zadia, shut up. Camille says that he didn't realize what he had. Camille, go to hell. And that's all I have. Very, very disappointed by Frank. Mumin, your person wasn't there, and I feel like had her and Walter not had that miscommunication, she and Walter could have actually grown together. But y'all know Walter looked like he was ready to go home and take his Metamucil every night. So, moving on. We're at the final segment of this reunion, and this is regarding the conversation at the retreat that started with shrinking. You know, that was at the finals open deliberation about how Aisha said, you know, we need to shrink our circle, and how they took that drama from the shrinking conversation and brought it to the retreat. They played the package. Tanika asked Zadia, you know, what did you mean when you said that Aisha had no connections? Because she clearly had a connection. Aisha mimics the same thing, because she took Zadia's connection, which was Dante. Before Zadia can answer, you know, she's smiling like a Chessie cat, honey. Sabrina's like, is this the part where I take my shoes off? Sabrina, you know, you could take the girl out the strip club. Naeem hops in, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho, and he's like, I can tell you what the real reason was. 8 of the guys had Zadia as their number one, and the other women were jealous. That's what the real reason was. And they're just like, Naeem, what? Baby, that couldn't have been the reason, because we don't know what happens in men's deliberation. But Naeem in his Kunta Kinte cloth, you know, they're drinking the Zadia Kool-Aid, honey. I hope it's worth it, Nadia. I hope it's worth it, Naeem. I hope you got laid. Carrie is like, Naeem, that's clearly what they aren't talking about. Like, great for Zadia that, you know, all these men chose her. She's a beautiful woman. What we're talking about right now is the disrespect. And Tanika Kosan, she's like, you know, Naeem, that's a great theory, but that's not what we're talking about, baby. You know, stay on the same page. But he's arguing back and forth, saying that's what it was. Sydney is like, one of you men need to check him, all right? Sydney's tired of the bullshit with Naeem, especially after the comments he's made about her on the show. And he's like, what? Excuse me? And she's like, do you need a peach? Naeem needs a peach and a brain. But Tanika brings it back, like, Zadia, were you making those comments about Aisha not having connections because of the way you felt about being stuck between Dante and Naeem? Zadia's like, no, that's not why. I mean, there were other people who had connections, but she didn't have anything to say about them. Like, Walter and Sabrina were getting ready to choose each other, and Camille and Cornelius were shaken down, and because it was Courtney and Cornelius, that's what Aisha had to shut. It's bullshit. All hell just breaks loose because it's just arguing back and forth. Basically, Zadia, are you jealous of Aisha? That's basically what it's giving. It's giving jealousy. We get to Camille, you know, throughout this all arguing, because Aisha said that wasn't what the problem was that night. Like, the point of it all was that Camille said she would fuck us up if we tried to vote Cornelius off. Now, Camille's denying it. Cornelius is denying it. Like, oh, she never said that. Tanika's like, well, we saw the clip. Camille is maintaining that that was a voiceover, that it was editing. And Tanika's like, okay, so production edited you saying that. Let's run the clip back. And Naeem's like, yeah, let's watch her lips. Naeem, shut. Just be quiet, Naeem. Please, silence. So they run the clip back and it's as clear as day. I guess Camille didn't think that the mic would pick it up, but she's saying, oh, I'll fuck y'all up. Again, even though it's right in her face, even with Naeem not saying, oh, well, I didn't hear her say it at the time, but I heard her say it in that clip. The people are delusional. Camille's still denying it. Tanika's like, if y'all heard her say that right now, even in the clip, say aye. The people who were there at the dinner say aye, and Camille is steady denying it. More arguing ensues, and Tasia just gets up and she walks off stage. And Tanika's like, girl, where are you going? Tasia's like, this is ghetto. This is ghetto. I have other things going on. I have other things I could be doing, okay? She rushes backstage. Libba and Carrie go after her. Courtney goes after her like, my mama's in the hospital. Girl, you have my deepest sympathies, but if your mama was in the hospital, not saying that she wasn't, why the hell aren't you there? You did not need to be here, sis. Like, you were barely on the season. You had no storyline from what we could see on camera. I guess you had a little rendezvous with Corny Corey and a little storyline going there that we didn't get to see. Tasia, go home. Go home. Aisha's like, well, you know, yeah, it is getting ghetto, but that's because we're holding people accountable and they can't take it. And that's where part one of this reunion ends, you guys. It was definitely entertaining than all the episodes that we've watched this season, but Camille is very much certifiable. Zadia looks, I couldn't think that she could look more of a clown than she did this entire season, but she topped herself. Naeem is drinking the Kool-Aid, y'all. And Sabrina just wants to lay hands because she feels like, and she even said on Twitter that she was bullied on this show and she grew up being bullied and she was not going to take it, you know, being an adult. So that's why she had to be on a couple people's asses, baby. But next week, we're going to see what's going on. Side note, you guys, I know we were talking about Miami being the next season. Were y'all aware that they have already filmed season 6 that will take place in the DMV area and that it premieres on January 28th? A bitch not even getting a break. I thought we at least had like a couple months, 4 or 5 months. Baby, I'm not even getting a week break. So when I have a confirmed, because January 28th, I believe, would be the casting special, but they've already released cast photos. They at least released photos of the women for this next season. Again, that just lets me know they knew that this season right here with DC was trash and they ran to the trenches because ain't no way y'all were filming this DC season. Were y'all filming 2 seasons concurrently? And I think that's why Tommy was missing for this reunion. He's busy hosting a DMV season. But yeah, y'all go look it up. They've already filmed the DMV season. It is premiering on OWN again Friday, January 28th. So 2 weeks from now, y'all. Girl, a bitch not getting no motherfucking breaks. But y'all, what did y'all think of this reunion? Did y'all think Camille was crazy? I'm not gonna put up a Spotify question because the review isn't gonna be that long, but y'all sound off, let me know what y'all think. I can be found on Twitter and the Instagram at @kdashdior. Again, my bookstagram that is on and popping, y'all, it's growing. It can be found at Brown Sugar Bookworm. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're almost done with this horrible ass season. If the new season is starting on the 28th, I can only assume that part 2 of the reunion will be the last part, unless they do a double premiere. If they can pack everything else into a part 2, I'll be very much impressed. But yeah, I'll see y'all next time. Thank you for listening. Bye.